The Assistant Dogs Trust New Zealand provides dogs for people with disabilities who are unable to get them elsewhere. The majority of their clients are children under the age of 12 with autism and other neuro disabilities. Currently, their waiting list is 5 years, and with no government funding, these dogs are paid for through donations. I interviewed Mimi Hooper, the General Manager of Assistance Dogs New Zealand Trust, about how an assistance dog can be life-changing for families.
Assistance Dogs New Zealand Trust is an organisation that was built mainly to help people that don't have a canine organisation to go to. So we don't provide guide dogs for blindness, we don't do mobility dogs, we don't do hearing dogs. We basically are here to help where somebody has a disability and there's nowhere else to go. We can only help people if the dog is able to perform tasks for them. So we don't just do companions. We have to have the dog be able to do tasks, which creates independence for that person or an ability to get out and about and integrate again with their community. One of our main things is that we provide dogs for children with disabilities. And a lot of that is children with autism. We actually train the dogs with the child so that their parents and the child are able to go out, integrate with the community, do things that we all take for granted, stop in a cafe and have a cup of coffee, go and watch the siblings playing their weekend sport, going and attending picnics, things that an everyday family would take for granted. But normally when somebody's got a child with autism, it's very difficult to take that child into those environments without the child becoming fearful.
What is an experience of a disabled child in Aotearoa without an assistance dog?
A lot of the time, if somebody has a child with autism, as the child grows up and doesn't want to be held and restricted, doesn't want to go into environments where they get sensory overload, which actually frightens them and causes them to either run or react if they can't run. So a lot of times the family ends up where one of the parents stays at home with that child while the other parent goes out with the siblings. So they can't go out as a family. They end up being in their homes. The